As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is arising over Missouri, folks, if you can see it behind the clouds. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to the Monday, April the 6th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. I've got a little website out there. It's www.vocallocal.org, and we have another website, ozarksvoter.info, the home site for the Ozarks Property Rights Congress, Southwest Chapter, Far Southwest Chapter, and the Berry County Chapter. You may want to log on and check that out today. We're going to be talking about property today. My name is William Roberts, and once again, I've got some good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become vocal local in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room, or pick up the telephone and call in now for those with unlimited long distance. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at 512-904-8014 and join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You too can call toll-free 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You can also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. It is host@vocallocal.org. That's host. At vocallocal.org, so simple. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate broadcasting stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, E-X-E-T-E-R, Missouri, the Big Mo, 65647. Once again, a big shout out to Micro 1650 AM. Broadcasting this hour of our Become Vocal Local broadcast, and also a big howdy to Sam out there in Owensville for doing the same, and I encourage you to pick up the broadcast anywhere you are in America on your micros and get it out to the people right where you are. Once again, the websites are vocallocal.org, ozarksvoter.info. The listener call-in number is 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. Today, gold drops back to the $870 range as the stocks are moving upward. We'll talk about that. The post-G20 meeting chatter, more irrational exuberance and nonsense coming out of London and the IMF. We'll go into that. Smart grids, your property. We'll do an in-depth analysis, starting into that today. We'll be going into property quite a bit this week, I think. Kind of feeling a property mood right now as property taxes are laying on top of all of us. And, of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go into those market reports for Monday, April the 6th, 2009. Active trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was off $16.80, trading at the $877 mark. Silver was off 46 cents, trading just above $12 at $12.29. Platinum off $4 as well, trading $1,151. Palladium up about $4 to $223. Can it hold it through the day? I don't know. We'll see. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed on Friday at 8,017. The NASDAQ closed then at 1621. The USDX so far is up about 22 basis points on this morning in active trading at 84.16. Crude oil is off about $1.06, trading 51.45. We'll pick it up on the other side and get this broadcaster rolling. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Amazon. Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishment, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the first hour of the Monday, April the 6th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming to you through Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. In the first segment, we started into these market reports for today. Let's finish those out and move on to the rest of the news. Once again, gold was trading down $16.80 at $877. That's quite a move downward. If you go back and look at the charts for the morning so far, and over the weekend, you'll see there's been a very steady decline, stair-stepping down from its highs on Friday all the way down across the weekend, now trading down almost 20 bucks. Nevertheless, silver also was off to 46 cents, down to 1229. And as we said, just going into it, the USDX was up about 22 basis points, trading at 84.16. So at least here we see something logical, something normal, where the USDX goes up, the dollar exchange or the dollar index goes up, and gold goes down, so there might be some normalcy in that. The crude oil was trading off $1.06 to $51.45. So far this morning in the spot market, the lows and the highs, we had $8.74 for a low, $8.83.40 for a high, off $37.20 from a year ago. Year to year is a loss of 4.07%. We'll hear about that in these various market reports. But remember, if you don't like what's going on in gold right now, just hang around, because things change, and they change rapidly, and they can change from day to day. And we're going to see some very, I think my prediction, and many of the other analysts are saying the same thing, that we're going to see some very wild fluctuations in these spot markets as the months continue. Spot market's going to close in 7 hours. Going back to the foreign exchange rates, Canadian dollar today is trading around 81 cents, which is off from last Friday. The Mexican peso is trading about 7 cents. It's also down just a fair small amount. The euro, $1.35 U.S., and the British pound, the big winner of the day, moving up a little bit against the dollar. $1.49 will get you a British pound. So there you go. That's that part. Let's go on to the rest of it. This is off the Bloomberg website, Nicholas Larkin article. Gold drops to a 10-week low in London as a haven demand declines. Again, these are those kind of typical things I've been trying to caution you or warn you about, as I've said many times now, and I'll continue to say it until everybody gets the message. It seems to me, having studied these analysts' writings for some time now, that they have two files in their drawer, and every time gold moves up, they've got the salutations and glory file, and they reach for that one. Every time gold goes down a little bit, they've got the, oh, woe is me and the world is falling file that they reach for. So I guess it's just being paid by the pound or being paid by the word or being paid by the digit. I don't know. But they definitely have a trend in their writing style. But this, again, by Nicholas Larkin, April the 6th, Bloomberg. Gold dropped to a 10-week low in London on speculation the world financial crisis may be easing, reducing the precious metals appeal as a haven. I would just say balderdash, Bubba. Nice words, but I don't think so. Bullion has tumbled 5% in 3 days, wiping out this year's gains. Once again, wiping out this year's gain. Well, if you're foolish enough to sell when it's down, then I guess I suppose it would wipe out your gains. But I really don't think that any gains have been lost. Just hold your position. We buy long, we stay long in this marketplace. But continuing here, it says the MSCI World Index of Shares has climbed 23% in the past month as the metal has lost 6%. The biggest exchange-traded fund backed by gold, that would be SPDR or GLD, fell for the first time in 2 weeks. And again, look at the time period that we're talking about, days and a couple of weeks. That's not enough to turn around the world economy, I'm sure. Here's a quote. Risk appetite has increased further following the actions of various governments and central banks as well as the combined efforts of the G20 nations last week. Close quote. James Moore, an analyst at thebulliondesk.com in London, wrote in a note today. Here's another quote. While scrap gold sales have eased over the past weeks, data has shown the ETF demand has stalled. In other words, they just haven't bought anything big in the last couple of days. Just watch as these prices go down, what they do next. The metal dropped to $879.50 in the morning price fixing in London, which is used by some mining companies to sell production. So file that one away in your mental basket when and if I do talk about the London gold fixing, you know, price fixing, the London gold fixing, when and if I do that. We're talking about this is an index that is sometimes used by mining companies to sell production. Anyway, dropping down further in the article, investment in the SPDR Gold Trust, the biggest ETF backed by bullion, fell for the first time since March 23rd. Assets in the fund fell to 1,127.37 tons as of April the 3rd, down from 1,127.44 tons on April the 2nd. So they had a small sell-off there. Looks to me like it would be 0.17 ton, about not even eighth of, about an eighth of a ton thereabouts. So a level that has been unchanged for 4 days. It's a big deal, right? Okay. Continuing, improved tone. Policies to unfreeze credit markets are working. U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Bernanke said on April the 3rd that leaders from the Group 20 nations pledged last week more than $1 trillion in emergency aid to help curb the worldwide slump and said revenues from proposed International Monetary Fund gold sales will be used to support the world's poorest countries. Now, I went all over the web this morning looking at various and sundry writers and authors, and I wouldn't set your cap if I was one of those developing countries. For gold sales, you know, see, it takes a little bit more than just saying it to do it. Plans announced a year ago, back to the article, to sell 403.3 tons of bullion still require U.S. congressional authorization. So you can see they didn't sell it then. They're not likely to sell it now. We'll see how much goes into it. But no matter what, it's still going to require authorization from Congress to make that happen. An improved tone for equity seems to be holding back gold, since it means less safe haven buying, London-based broker ODL Securities Limited said today in a report. Here's the quote. Some analysts also mentioned concerns about the potential IMF sales of gold as a possible bearish influence. In other words, that it would drive down the gold markets. Will it or will it not? I think that the demand around the world, from what I've been following and what we've been sharing here on this broadcast, is so high that any gold that comes into this market will be vacuumed up immediately. Demand is there. Let's get the prices down. Let's get that gold on the market and put it into hands that are a little bit more logical and a little bit more steady. Continuing, gold survey. Gold may still rebound this week on speculation rising prices of gold will revise demand for bullion as an inflation hedge, according to 12 of 17 traders. 12 out of 17 investors and analysts, Bloomberg survey. So 12 out of the 17 say it's going up. I'd say that's a pretty good guarantee that it's going there. Hedge fund managers and other large speculators increased their net long positions in New York gold futures by 2% in the week ended March the 31st. So the hedge fund managers and other large speculators are looking forward in it as well. Speculative long positions or bets that the prices will rise outnumbered short positions by 154,859 contracts on the COMEX. It seems to me that everybody else agrees with me and the other analysts on the independent news media that gold is going to continue to go up. we may have a little bit more of a correction as it goes down. That's a word that they like to use. Another one is pullback, okay? The prices are going to decline a bit, and that's likely. Look at what happened last year. Same thing. Anyway, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
Generations of health-conscious people around the world have recognized clean, fresh drinking water as a key foundation of a healthy life and healthy body. Berkey Systems are the world's most powerful and economical water purification systems, providing incredibly clean, pure water from such sources as world lakes, streams, and water supplies in foreign countries with substandard regulations. The Berkey purification system removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites while extracting an array of chemicals including herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, VOCs, detergents, soap, sediment, foul tastes, and odors. It reduces heavy metals such as cadmium, chromium, copper, lead, mercury, aluminum, as well as nitrates and nitrates without removing the beneficial minerals your body needs. Give the Guys to New Millennium Concepts a call today at 888-803-4438. And make sure you tell them that you heard about it on Global Broadcast. Not a good old one, Iowa.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, Your own world of information is only a page away.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local as we're cruising down towards the bottom of the first hour, still finishing up this market report and looking at things financial. Once again, here's another little bit and to close out this particular article. This out of Bloomberg again, April 6th, today's news. Scrap supply, and all my listeners understand what I'm talking about, scrap supply is much lower since gold fell below $930 an ounce. And Apache jewelry demand was seen late last week when gold was near the week's lows, said UBS analyst John Reed. Here's a quote. This morning, our traders report Indian clients calling to buy gold because it's now cheap. So remember, we've seen this period of time where the East Indians in the jewelry market were selling off all of their gold and all of their junk jewelry. Those would be trinkets, not trinkets really. They're not really for personal adornment so much as a way of storing wealth, but getting rid of the old stuff when the prices were high. And now they're coming back in, but I knew that the Dubai jewelry market and the East Indian jewelry market were going to, if the marketplace at all responded to their needs, that the price of gold was going to have to come back down a bit because it was pricing their marketplace out. So we'll see. They usually buy earlier in the year than now, but if they do come back in and start picking up more and replacing with fresh supply, so to speak, we could see that reflect in an upward move as well. So there's that. Here's another one. This one is off of Business Day. Gold set to fall as the IMF pledges to sell 403 tons. Once again, I'm just reiterating this idea that this is this irrational exuberance out there that's supposedly bringing down the price of gold and running up the price of stocks. And if this is the case, you know, we live in a world gone mad, and that is for sure. But this by Charlotte Matthews, she says, gold hovered between 895 and 905 on Friday, an ounce, as investors digested the implications of announcements made at the G20 or the Group of 20, G20 summit. But longer-term forecasts remain bullish for gold, heading back towards the $1,000 an ounce mark. And you can be sure that all around the world, people are trying to figure out now what the responses are going to be in regards to the G20 meeting. I found a couple of articles out of Africa where they're looking at getting in line for the handouts, and I'm sure that other developing countries are getting ready to do just the same. So there's about $1 trillion that's going to be thrown into the southern hemisphere, and that's going to impact the marketplace. How it'll affect it, when it'll affect it, these are things that we'll need to be paying attention to, and I'll do my best to stay up with it. Okay, continuing along here now. At the G20 summit, the International Monetary Fund pledged to sell $6 billion of gold to assist poor nations. This was initially thought, and pay attention, here we go, this was initially thought to be in addition to the 403-ton sale out of its 3,217 tons of gold reserve. Now, when I find these little tidbits like this, this is why I bring them on the air. Now I've got a number. I don't know that it's the, came down from on high or something, floated down in a cloud with little wings on it, but we've got a number here that we can use to compare with the SPDR Gold Trust. As we said in the previous article, the SPDR Gold Trust is holding somewhere near 1,500 ton of gold. Here's a number that gives us an idea that the International Monetary Fund, if they actually have it, is holding around 3,217 ton of gold. So you can see that the SPDR Gold Trust alone is holding enough gold to equal about half, a 50% position of the IMF. Now, who's the big dog on the block? The one that has to go to Congress to get approvals to sell, or the one that can sell overnight, the one that can sell in minutes on the exchange, just an exchange-traded fund basis? Who's going to rule the day here as we move into this next year? I'm asking you to pay attention to the SPDR Gold Trust and the other big gold trusts. They may have the ability to wildly influence the market. Okay, continuing along here, which spooked this, I'll say it again, this was initially thought to be the in addition to the 403-ton sale out of its 3,217 tons of gold reserves announced last year, which spooked the gold markets, but was later clarified in a Reuters report to be the amount already announced. So there's no change, no change, no change. They still have the same 400-ton gold sale on the table that they had last year. The G20 also announced an additional $1 trillion of new funds would be spent to stimulate recovery on top of the $5 trillion already pledged by individual countries. And so this is a confirmation. Remember last Friday, I think it was, or Thursday, I didn't know whether it was $5 billion pledged or $5 trillion pledged, but this is the second time around on the $5 trillion number, so I think we're getting closer to the mark now. James Moore said in a London Bullion report that an increased appetite for risk flowed through the markets on Thursday, causing gains in equities and oil and a retreat in the gold prices. Demand for exchange-traded funds was also flat last week. And again, this is one of those sort of inside trader things. Okay, everybody just go have a break. We're going to have the G20 meeting. We want the markets to look real rosy until we're done. I'm just guessing on that, but it's certainly within the realm of possibility. Fairfax Investment Solutions analyst John Meyer said in a morning note that the gold price dip reflected ebbing fears of a banking collapse. But he expected gold would remain firm as the risk of inflation increased. Dropping down a little bit further here, we go, latest statistics on sales by central banks that are signatories to the central bank selling agreement. This is the IMF, the central bank selling agreement. It's a five-year agreement that limits total sales by signatories each year to 500 tons. And it shows that only 85 tons of reported selling was carried out in the year which expires on September the 26th. Last year, 358 tons were sold out of the permitted 500. So just because they announced 400 or 500 tons to sell does not mean that it's going to happen. Continuing, according to the latest Fortis Metals Monthly, central bank gold sales in the year to September today, September the 26th this year were likely to be only 145 tons. But again, likely only to be. I mean, do they even have an ounce of gold? You got to ask yourself, where are they getting it? Maybe they're in the same pickle that everybody else is. They're going to have to go to the market to find the gold. Maybe they've already sold their gold off. Maybe they've got a warehouse full of boxes and cardboard and paper and no gold in it. Who knows? Well short of the maximum possible. Fortis said gold's dropped back to the $900 an ounce from the $1,000 an ounce in mid-February, despite huge investment flows, was due partly to sales of scrap gold and a collapse in the jewelry demand. Is that true? I don't know. We'll find out. Consumers in India and the Middle East were being hit as badly as the recession as anywhere else. Investment has been and is likely to remain the key to higher prices, and while the financial chaos should ensure it is well supported, a short-term dip is likely if the focus turns to deflationary economies. Blah, 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 blah. More and more on that. That's enough of that. It gives you an idea of what's happening. There's a lot of uncertainty out there in the marketplace, and gold reflects that uncertainty. And today, gold is off, and it's down in the $870 range. It's going to go lower today? Possibly. If you look at that chart, it's just up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, buy, sell, buy, sell, buy, sell. It's very wild. It's erratic. Interesting. Here's a little bit of something just kind of as a curiosity. Throw out a couple of these. This is out of the Republic magazine, issue number 10. There's 100 items here to disappear first in a calamity. 100 items to disappear first in a calamity. And we've all talked about getting prepared, you know, preparedness. The great Kurt was on last night. I don't know whether any of you heard his discussion on firearms. Good one. A lot of good advice. I concur with most everything he said in it. I wouldn't change one word, one phrase, one iota. I agree right down the line with him, walking from my own experience here living in the country, the kind of arms that you need, the kind of preparation that you might want to take, how you handle weapons. I just enjoyed his broadcast. It was a very right-on-the-money type of a talk. No fluff, no stuff, no nonsense, just the kind of information you need. Here's 100 items to disappear first in a calamity. Number one on the list there, they talk about generators, all right? Good ones, and they cost a lot of money, so pay attention. Anyway, folks, we'll pick it up on the other side. Stay right with us. We'll be right back.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back, and once again, that call-in number, folks, if you want to discuss any of the things we're talking about today on air with me, is 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Going back to this list of 100 items that likely disappear first in a calamity, of course, generators top that list. But, of course, you got to please understand, I mean, if you're going into a real calamity or something like that, a generator is going to be a temporary kind of a thing. A generator helps to extend the life of the food that you might have in a freezer. Might give you some temporary heat or light or something in the middle of the winter or something like that. But in not very long, probably you're going to run out of gasoline to power it. Somebody might try and rip it off from you or whatever. But really, you know, if you're relying solely upon a generator, other than for a very short duration, you'll find that it's probably not going to be as much of a comfort as you think. It might be better off, you might be much better off to prepare for doing without electricity for a time period. Try, now don't do this at home, children, but you might live without electricity for a weekend just to get a feel for it. And I don't mean going to your breaker box and shutting off all the electricity. You'll be sorry because everything in your refrigerator will go, all the freezer stuff will thaw out and then you'll be in a real pickle. Your hot water heater, you don't want to go through that if you have electric forced air or any gas or heat or things like that. Leave your breakers alone, but you just might, shut off all the electricity in the house and don't turn anything on and see if you can go for a weekend and get a feel for what it's like. Anyway, generators top the list. Water filters and purifiers come in number two. Don't really have to go into that too much. Certainly my favorite is a Big Berkey for around the house, but if you're going to have to get out and go, first need is my number one choice for a backpack filter. They're made by First Need, and it's a real nice, sturdy canister-type filter, and it has a it's extremely well-built, and you can fill up water jugs and things like that with it out of just about any water source. It's a very good filter. Portable toilet, well, yeah, okay, portable toilet, well, that's kind of like a shovel, maybe. Depends on how long you're going to be sitting around. If you want a real good portable toilet and one that you can use economically for extended periods of time, you can look in the various, like, Cabela's and the other sport catalogs and get a Lugabaloo lid. It goes on top of a 5-gallon pail, or you can buy the 5-gallon pail with the lid. Makes for a real handy setup, and they last for a long time. You can use them for years and years, and you just go outside and dig a shallow hole, maybe 30 inches wide, 6 inches deep, and you can empty your Lugabaloo in that, and then just turn the dirt right back in on top of it, and it'll just sit there and decompose. Most of the microbial activity happens in the top 6 inches of the soil, so you don't want to dig a real deep pit because you get down below the microbes, and then they won't eat up that poo-poo real quickly. So anyway, that's something to file away in your mind. Portable toilet. Seasoned firewood. This is another one of those things, you know, we hear about people saying, well, you know, I can go cut wood. I'll cut wood. No problem. Well, just remember, if you're cutting out of a green log, you're going to have a real tough time getting it started. I don't know whether you've got oak in your area, ash, whether you've got hickory in your area, whether you're running off sycamore, what you're running on, pine or fir or any of those things. But seasoned wood is really the bottom line there. But you can go around that. You can do an end run around that. If you are in a situation where you're looking for firewood, if you're not a camper, if you're not a backpacker, if you're not aware, look for the trees that are standing and they're dead standers. Or look for something that's fallen years ago and all the bark is loose, now fallen off, but it's been up on top of another tree or a hill or a rock or something, and it's up off the ground. That'll make some dandy firewood, and it'll be just as cured as you could ever get. But seasoned firewood, if you're dealing with stuff that still has the bark attached, it's not likely to burn. Lamp oil, wicks, that sort of stuff. If you have not got a couple of hurricane lamps in your house, I strongly recommend that you get them in your house. I've got two that I wouldn't part with for love nor money. I've lived in a little log cabin for 14 years thereabouts, and I've made much use out of my little lamps. And instead of buying lamp oil, now you live out there in the cities, you down there in Austin, Texas area or something like that, you might want to go around to the truck stops to get out a little bit, get out to the country, and get you a couple of 5-gallon jugs to take with you and see if you can't find a farm gas station where you can pick up some gas or some kerosene in K1. You get some kerosene and you use clean kerosene in your lamps. That way you're not paying, you know, $2.50 for an ounce or a couple ounces, you know, a 16-ounce bottle of this expensive lamp oil. Kerosene is what you're looking for. So just go to where they sell kerosene, buy it by the 5-gallon jug. Coleman fuel is impossible to stockpile too much, they say. I say that if you're dependent upon Coleman fuel, you got a white gas stove. You might look around at the MSR or any of the multi-fuel or the MSR International runs on kerosene, runs on gasoline, unleaded gasoline. It'll also run on white gas. So that might be a little bit better way to go. But again, if you're running a Coleman stove of some sort, one of these little portable burner stoves for any length of time, you might be better off with a campfire. Learn how to kick over a campfire. That way you're not using up all your expensive fuel. In case you have to DD away someplace, that fuel will be better in a fuel jug. But again, look at that MSR stove. It's one that I've used in the mountains for many, many years. I've still got the same one, the first one that I ever bought. Still has it, still use it. It's a good little stove, about $50 used to be anyway. I don't know what they are today. But then you also get the little bottles, the little fuel bottles, and it's a whole system. It works really well at high altitudes. It works fine at low altitudes, too. So there you go on that. Guns, ammunitions, pepper spray, knives, clubs, bats, slingshots. Well, Kurt talked all about that on Sunday night, I believe it was. Hand can openers, okay, and hand egg beaters and whisk. We'll just expand that up. Expand that out to the fullest width and scope. If you will take the time to stock your entire kitchen with hand crank things, hand powered hand crank meat grinders, hand crank can openers, you know, a little P38 is one of the best can openers you can get. You can buy sometimes you can buy a whole tin can full of P38 can openers. They're just a little teeny pocket can opener, and you can get a whole can of them for just a couple bucks at the salvage yards and this army surplus things. Well worth the investment. If you've got a whole bunch of these P38s and some calamity happens, who knows what somebody would give you for a can opener when all they've got is an electric can opener and there's no power. So that's a nice little portable thing and make a good gift to someone else. but all kinds of things that run on hand. Hand crank beaters for beating eggs and things like that. Of course, personally, I think that a small whisk does it all. So learn how to use a whisk and practice with it, and you'll find that anything that needs to be mixed or beaten or stirred up or whipped can be done with a whisk. And it's one of the things I have a small whisk that I kept in my backpack all the time. Of course, I'm kind of a gourmet when it comes to camping foods anyway. Honey, syrup, white and brown sugar, throw the white and brown sugar off your list, just nothing but poison. Look at your honey, forget about syrup. You might look at maple syrup, real maple syrup. If you have to have the maple taste, you can get along with mapleine, a little bit of hot water. But I wouldn't waste my time keeping white or brown sugar in the house. Not good for you to eat anyway. Look for honey that's grown right around close to you and stick with that. The closer in that the honey is, that the bees live, then the more likely it is that you're going to get all of the various pollens and things that'll affect you if you happen to have an allergy of any kind. Eating local honey is just like taking a vaccine. It just helps you to stay away from most of those, allergies. Rice, beans, and wheat. Definitely rice and beans are really important. For those of you that don't know that are listening, you got your pencil handy, you come back to these archives regularly. I strongly recommend a company called Southern Brown Rice. They're in Arkansas, Southern Brown Rice. And they have organically grown, one family's been running this farm for a long time, organically grown brown rice, basmati rice, wild rice. You can buy it in 20-pound bags. They come in a paper sack. It's a real good rice. You'll have never eaten any rice that tastes as good, I guarantee it. About $20-some dollars for a sack of rice, but well, you're going to have to pay money to ship it to you, but the quality's there. Beans, same story. You go up on the internet and look around for the various organic beans. I've got beans coming to me in cloth sacks from various places. You can buy a big sack of beans, organically raised, from a local producer, and I believe those two are the way to go. As far as wheat is concerned, wheat is wheat. If you're growing it, you got it. If you're not growing it, then you're going to be buying flour and things like that. So remember that flour doesn't last forever. If you don't have it well stored, you will wind up with bugs in it. So check your flour from time to time, rotate your stocks. But wheat, yeah, if you can grow wheat, grow it. It's well worth it. Vegetable oil, forget about it. Why do you even bring it up? I mean, this guy, he's not thinking. Throw that vegetable oil out. Don't ever touch it again. Go with something like a good quality extra virgin olive oil in your house. I haven't touched the vegetable oil in years. All I use is olive oil. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate control clock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
And we have returned right here on Become Vocal Local. I see that I've got a caller on the line here. Looks like Sean is calling in. Let me see if I can go live to Sean. Sean, are you there?
Yes, how you going, Will?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Thanks for calling in this morning.
No worries at all, mate. Listen, I was hearing how you were talking about the can opener and how a can opener could become valuable. And there's a good movie out that demonstrates that. But Bangkok Hilton was done by Nicole Kidman, Tom Cruise's ex-wife. And what happens is it's about a woman that goes across to a foreign country, and she gets picked up for drug smuggling, even though it wasn't her. And this was in Bangkok.
Okay.
And what happens is... one of the most valuable things was the can opener, because you couldn't open your cans of food without a can opener, of course. And when there was only one person in the prison at the time that had a can opener, and she started making money off it. She started saying, all right, I'll open your can for a couple of dollars, and then she could buy herself some cigarettes, so on and so forth. So yes, these instruments will become, worth something in the future, especially if the you know what hits the fan. We will be in a situation where can openers become a very valuable asset, and
even something
if we're out in the bush,
even something simple, Sean, like a P-38. I mean, I could ask for a show of hands for all the people who've ever seen or used one before, but even something simple like a P-38 can opener, which is really only worth a few pennies, but something like that can make the difference between life and death. If we're in that kind of a transitory stage, Sean, where we're actually moving, we're on the run, if you will, in the advance of a retreating away from an advancing force, for instance, and people have abandoned their homes. If you don't have a can opener, you're not going to be able to access any of the food that you might find in their pantry as you go through their neighborhood. But if you have one, you can. And one of the things that the GIs used to do, and I remember, you know, I've seen my father's dog tags, you know, on the side table for years when I was growing up as a child. But with his dog tags hung a P-38 right on the same bead chain. So you don't go any place without your ID. You don't go any place without your P-38.
Exactly. And, you know, the three things that I recommend to people in case the you-know-what does hit the fan in the future is a plastic bag sealer, you know, where you seal dried foods.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the a can opener for cans of food and the cans of food themselves. They're the three things that I recommend to people in case people have to start moving to out into the bush, out into the sticks, if you will, and, you know, get those three things going because of the fact, learn how to start sealing cans, learn how to dry foods and seal them in bags, special bags, so on and so forth, and always have a can opener in your holster, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely right. And I've got a whole list one of these days. I might just do a broadcast on it. Basically, over the years, Sean, as a backpacker, going into the mountains on a regular basis, on a weekend basis, sometimes for as long as a week to 10 days and sometimes even 2 week trips, but usually just over the weekends, which is a 72-hour, you know, basically runaway if you had to. I developed a list of things that I made sure that my backpack always contained. That never let me down, never let me down. And as that list was perfected, the weight of the backpack got lighter and lighter and lighter, and all that real heavy and extra nonsensical stuff that you never really need, and it's just ridiculous on your back anyway, those things started coming out of my list. But things like Ziploc bags and extra couple of heavy-duty garbage bags just folded up down in the bottom of your pack, they don't weigh anything, folks. But yet, you can make an emergency shelter out of it. If you come a real bad downpour or something like that, you can just whip out a heavy-duty garbage bag and put it over the top of your backpack and hunker down under a tree with another one over you. And it makes the difference between comfort and getting through a rainstorm and being soaking wet and then having to deal with fires and trying to dry everything out. Even a small tarp, an 8x10 tarp, a very lightweight nylon tarp can fold up. And again, it's just an extended bivy, a way to get out. But that little bit of preparedness, can opener, you don't have to have these multi-tool knives that have everything. I've never used, I don't know, perhaps you have, Sean, but I've never used the saw blades on my Swiss Army knife or any of that other stuff. It's usually just the blade. You know, what do I need a corkscrew for? I'm really going to take like a bottle of wine in my backpack, you know?
Absolutely. I've never used the corkscrew on my Swiss Army knife. I've never used the saw blade. I have actually used the scissors, believe it or not.
Absolutely.
Sorry?
Absolutely. The scissors are, I do home rolling cigarettes, so I've got a real good pair of tiny scissors that I keep in my tobacco can, but the scissors are excellent as well. The toothpick comes in handy, the tweezers come in handy, but the fish scaler and the little measuring thing, the 6-inch long ruler, I mean, come on.
Absolutely. And when I was hiking in my time, Will, like I've done a lot of hiking over Australia, as any of one of my friends can tell you, what happened, that was during my younger life. I was hiking a lot over Australia. I always went for the light foods, like the 2-minute noodle.
Mm-hmm.
Because the pasta keeps, and at the same time, they're very light packets. Don't go for the cans if you're going to be hiking. Always go for the 2-minute noodles. Go for the dehydrated foods, so on and so forth. If you can dehydrate your own foods, get one of these dehydrating machines. Get one of these packet sealers. Dehydrate your food, put it into the packet, seal the packet, and these foods can last for a very long time. They can stay nutritious. If you're going to be moving out into the bush, well, then that's when cans come into it, but not when it comes to hiking, as I'm sure you'll agree, Will. when you're going to be hiking, you just cannot be carrying cans because of the fact the weight limit, you really should limit yourself to around 25 kilograms on your back at most.
Well, my packs usually would run somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 to 45 pounds for a mountain weekend. That's the tent, the sleeping bag, the ground cloth, the pad, sleeping pad, my clothing, my camp stove, my fuel, a bow saw with a collapsible one, the Sven saw that all comes into just a straight tube, the fishing equipment, my fishing rod, my various little film canisters with lures and things like in it. I was going for one reason, Sean. I was going for either a mountain climb or a fishing trip. So when I got there, I had all the things that I needed. I also have a raft that it's an ultralight, tiniest little thing you can imagine. It's about the size of, far smaller than a sleeping bag when it's compressed down. The bag doubles as a water carrier and a shower. But this little raft, it blows up just like you would use the sack, like you'd pop a popcorn bag. You just kind of close the top and press, and it pushes the air in, and about 12 of those little sackfuls will fill up this tiny raft. Ultralight, high-quality thing. You use, like, ping-pong paddles almost for the paddles on it, and it gets you across lakes. I've portaged across lakes with my backpack on my chest across, pretty good-sized water. And so anyway, the whole pack together had a purpose. If I wasn't going camping, of course, none of that would be necessary. And so you could get it down into probably the 30-pound range, or extend the length of your trip by adding food where your camping supplies could be, your sporting supplies could come out. Of course, I also carried my 35mm camera, so I enjoyed that, and I didn't mind carrying the extra weight.
Well, I took my camera and I took my fishing rod, but by God, you sound like a much bigger man than me, Will, because of the fact that I only weigh about 60 kilograms. And my God, I wouldn't have carried that much. That's for damn sure. The little raft you're talking about there sounds really handy indeed, but I couldn't have even carried that much equipment. I need about 25 kilograms on my back at most, but it does come down to the weight of the human being. It also comes down to how much they can carry, so on and so forth, but it's always got to remain light. I'm going to have to look into those rafts, the raft that you're talking about. That would be a great asset to hiking, Will. And, Will, I'll let you get on with your show. Thanks so much for taking my call. I really do appreciate it.
Always appreciate it, Sean. I'd love to talk to you on air. See you next time, my friend.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, now I think I did that right. I did. Okay, very good. Well, so you can see, folks, it's really easy to get on the telephone, and I don't bite. All right, let's go back to our list here and continue on. Good comments, good ideas, but a 22 kilogram pack is just about 50 pounds. Anyway, we'll be right back, folks, and start the second hour. Stay with us.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
Generations of health-conscious people around the world have recognized clean, fresh drinking water as the key foundation of a healthy life and healthy body. Berkey Systems are the world's most powerful and economical water purification systems, providing incredibly clean, pure water from such sources as remote lakes, streams, and water supplies in foreign countries with substandard regulations. The Burson purification system removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites while extracting an array of chemicals including herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, VOCs, detergents, soap, sediment, foul taste, and odors. It reduces heavy metals such as cadmium, chromium, copper, lead, mercury, aluminum, as well as nitrates and nitrites without removing the beneficial minerals your body needs. Give the guys a New Millennium Concepts a call today at 888-803-4438. Make sure you tell them if you're about to have a little podcast. Have a little night off.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Monday, April the 6th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour, coming to Monday through Friday, here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and in the first hour of the broadcast, we went through the financial reports, a couple of financial articles. Then we started in on a discussion. There's a 100 things or 100 items that disappear first during a calamity. This was published in the Republic magazine, issue number 10. Just going through them, give you some of my ideas about that. Received a great call from Sean down under, if you will. And we talked about the value of minor things, insignificant things like can openers, a P-38, a little hand cranking type of, there's no crank to it, it's just a lever type can opener, works like a charm. All those big stubborn cans of coffee and things like that, if you put a P-38 to it, it'll open it in a jiffy. And it does a good job of it as well. It doesn't leave a real jagged edge. So not only can you use the top, the lid, the tin, you can use that tin lid over again. I have a stack of lids of all different sizes, coffee can all the way down to small can size that I keep, and they come in handy innumerable times. It's a piece of nice clean tin. You can use it over and over again, and then, of course, you can use the cans as well. So we need to remember to conserve a little bit. You can stack five or six different cans inside of a big coffee can and set them on a shelf someplace, and you've got lots of containers. Going on in this list a little bit further, we've talked about rice, beans, wheat, vegetable oil, etc. And the next item on there, it says charcoal and lighter fluid. Now, charcoal is something that you can make yourself. Charcoal is something that you can make yourself. If you haven't looked into that, you can see that the colliers used to make tons of charcoal. But yes, I guess you could keep a couple of sacks of charcoal around. That would come in handy. Especially if you don't have any wood around you. Live out someplace where it's just nothing but grassland, but of course if it's grassland, you've got sod as well. But they say lighter fluid. Lighter fluid is dreadfully expensive, that Ronson lighter fluid, you know, that you can buy at the grocery or your smoke shop. Very, very expensive fluid. I don't use lighter fluid. What I use is naphtha. Naphtha is exactly the same thing as lighter fluid, but you can go to the hardware store and you can buy it by the pint can for a fraction of the cost of store-bought and lighter fluid. Of course, if you want to fill your lighters on a regular basis, if you use a Zippo, and I don't notice a Zippo here on the list, maybe there is one somewhere, but I've been using a Zippo for many years, very reliable lighter, and flints, and lighter fluid, those are things that you want to keep around, but if you're going to use a Zippo type of a lighter, a refillable lighter, then you might want to buy one of those Ronson-style dispensers, a little 12-ounce or 8-ounce jugs, and then you can fill them up with a funnel over and over and over again from your supply of naphtha. Naphtha is something that you can just get at the hardware store. Going down here, it says propane cylinders. If you're using anything that uses propane cylinders, change your style quickly. They're very expensive. They're very heavy. In my opinion, anything that runs on a propane cylinder, you want to change it out to a multi-fuel device. You know, you want to be able to go to a car that's along the road, siphon a little bit of fuel, and fill up your fuel bottles and keep on going. In an emergency, you're not going to be finding anybody around that's going to, you know, supply you with propane cylinders. A survival guidebook? Yeah, yeah, okay. Peterson's field guides are real good. They show you what's edible in your area, what's medicinal in your area. I like the Petersons. They have real good photographs. Their descriptions are good. And then, of course, if you're listening to Cordy on her broadcast, then you'll know what to do with the things that you're coming across as you come across them. Mantles, they say, Aladdin, Coleman, etc. Without this item, longer-term lighting is difficult. Well, yes, if you use that kind of a lamp, then certainly you want to have some mantles. We'll be right back and keep this broadcast going. You're welcome to call in today. Stay with us.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back here on the Monday, April the 6th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, going in the second hour here now, going through a list of 100 items to disappear first in a calamity. This is out of the Republic magazine. Obviously, these people have thought a little bit, and they've put together at least 50 items that are on this particular sheet of it. Maybe there was page two or three. We'll go through a couple more here. I don't mean to make the whole broadcast this kind of a direction, but it just was interesting to me because it was handed to me at one of our property rights meetings, and so I do respect the information that our listeners convey to me for ideas for show topics, and this is something I could talk about for a month, literally, not a problem at all. I've spent many years living in cabins and in rural areas and things like that. I've been backpacking and mountain climbing. You want to talk about survival, you want to go someplace, you need to be someplace, you want to walk out of town with me and never come back, we can do those sorts of things and survive just quite duckily. Just all a matter of reorganizing your thinking and understanding that self-reliance is something that you can achieve, and that no matter where you go, there you are, and you make the best of it. And so all of that. Another thing here they list on here is water containers. Any size, small, hard, clear plastic only. I would suggest that rather than thinking along the lines of clear plastic or hard clear plastic, use the correct term, Nalgene bottles. Nalgene bottles are available from Camp Moore and other places that you can go on the internet. Camp Moore is a good supply. They've always sent me the things that I've asked for in a timely manner. Their prices are good. You can look them up on the internet, Camp Moore. And Nalgene bottles are great. I would recommend that you get one about quart size that'll fit inside of one of the pockets in a backpack. And if you don't have a backpack, we could talk about that some other time. Somebody tell me that you want to hear about backpacking, and I'll go into it with you. But Nalgene bottles, if you have to be away and you're moving away, that's a way to go. If you're not going away from your house, what I strongly recommend is glass jars. I like to drink wine. I buy my wine in gallon glass jars, jugs, 1 gallon jugs. And so when I've consumed that much wine, I'll rinse the bottle out and fill it with water right out of the tap and set it in a place where it won't freeze. And I've got many, many gallons of water right handy in the house. And I also have an exterior water collection system, and we can get into that on another day. But you can have many gallons of water set aside. I like it out of glass rather than out of plastic. All of the stuff that they've got in plastic these days, I don't trust a bit of it. And so I just would rather store things in glass. Also, there's going to be a time, if you've noticed going through the grocery stores, that fewer and fewer and fewer items are kept are sold or packaged in glass. And if you have glass jars, if you look and you know, you start to recognize like honey jars and things like that with a white lid on them off times, if they have a white lid off times, that canning jar lids will fit right on top of those jars. And so if you can buy things that are sold at the store in canning jars that will accept a ball or nor canning lids, you're just time and money ahead. You're already buying your canning jars every time you go to the store. Continuing, they talk about baby supplies, diapers. I'll let that go to the ladies. You know what you're needing there. I have no children, and I have no children of that age. Washboards, mops, buckets with a wringer for doing laundry. Well, I've never used a washboard one time in my life. I would imagine I can go to the end of my life without it. If you're doing an extended stay type of a thing like that, and you do have a generator, you might look around for an old Maytag wringer washer. I have one over at my farm I'd like to go get if somebody hasn't lifted it from me. And I'd like to bring it over here. But those old wringer washers will just get after just about anything from blankets all the way down to your undies, and does a real good job of it quickly, and it can handle lots of it. But they take tremendous quantities of water. So if you're in a situation like that and you need to wash something up, if you can go to a creek, a river, or lake, a pond, wash up your clothes right there. If it's a nice enough day to wash clothes, it's a nice enough day to wash you, and so you wash everything all at once. One item that's not on this list, and I'll say it before I forget it, and that is some cord. I keep a 50-foot long cord, eighth inch. It's not really nylon, but it's a nylon kind of cord in my backpack. What you want to do anytime you talk about rope, you need to know about the hand of a rope. What you don't want are these ropes that are stiff, so that you pull out some of it and it's just sticking straight out. That kind of a nylon plasticine kind of a rope is worthless. What you're looking for is something that's real supple, so that you could maybe tie a stick on one end of your rope and toss the stick up over a branch and lift your food bag up at night to keep the deer and the other critters out of your food overnight. You can use it immediately to make an instant clothesline someplace, to dry your clothes after a rain. A good 50-foot chunk of rope like that is invaluable, and it's in use continuously all the time that you're out. If you have something that you find and you want to tie it to your backpack, you've got plenty of rope to do it. Never cut that rope. Never knot that rope. Keep that rope just as flat and as smooth, and take good care of it. Coil it carefully and put it back in your pack when it's not in use, and the one that I have lasts years and years and years and years. Anyway, dropping down through the list, vitamins. Well, okay. I think that there's 1,001 ways you get a vitamin as you're moving across the ground. Dandelions are my number one source. But there's many other things. Vitamins, okay. You might want to have some of those around, but you can do a long time without your vitamins. Propane cylinder handles and holders, forget about it. If you're dealing with propane cylinders, forget about it. Get on with some better idea. Feminine hygiene, hair care, skin products. I think the very best product that I've ever come across is the five-star soap, the Calbend soaps. They're an all-natural soap. You can get a little bit of laundry powder, put it in a tiny jar, and that'll wash many, many loads of laundry if you ever need it. It's completely biodegradable. They got the shampoo and things like that. Little teeny Nalgene cap flip-top cap bottles, a couple of items, and you're good to go. Small soap holder that'll close, put it inside of a Ziploc sack, and you're good to go. So I wouldn't think that you'd need to go anything further than that. Skin products, hair care, well, come on. If it's that kind of time, it's time to sit back and have a cup of coffee. Thermal underwear, he talks about tops and bottoms, absolutely. I think polypropylene long underwear is the best thing that was ever invented. It makes the difference between life and death. You can have a good pair of hiking shorts in your backpack, canvas ones with cargo pockets. Use your polypropylene long underwear, slip on your shorts. On top of that, your hiking boots and some good socks, some kind of a top, and if you don't need a jacket, don't wear one. And away you go, and you can just make tremendous strides in all kinds of weather, dressed like that, even carrying a backpack. It talks about bow saws, axes, and hatchets, and wedges. Forget the wedges. You don't need any wedges. You're not going to be splitting logs and things like that in an emergency situation. You're looking for stuff that's in the 3 to 4 inch diameter range, and you can cut it. And as I mentioned to Sean, I have a Sven saw, that's S-V-E-N, a Sven saw, which is a completely collapsible, straight-handled kind of a guy for cutting limbs and logs. It's about an 18-inch blade, maybe a 20-inch blade, and the whole thing collapses down into the handle, and it slides right into the side of your backpack, and it's sweet, really a nice saw. We'll pick it up on the other side, talk about axes, the rest of the stuff, as this broadcast continues. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate control flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Okay, and we are back once again, and the call-in number, folks, is 512-904-8014 in the Austin area, internationally around the world. It's 866-841-1065, and your call is welcome. Boy, I thought I was going to take about 30 seconds on this little piece of paper, just threw it in the stack, but it seems to be consuming most of the hour, but that's all right. That's all right. This is important stuff. I know a little bit about what I'm talking about on these issues. Maybe you can learn something from it. Mentioned in the chat room from Sean, used to carry a tomahawk. I've got tomahawks. I've got a variety of axes. In fact, I've probably got more axes, hawks, and things like that than most people. I've got pickaxes, adzes of all kinds, carpenter's adz, shipmaker's adz, scorps and things like that for just about any kind of woodworking. But in a survival situation, in a backpack situation, what I take is a hand axe. It's a Collins axe. It's very... okay, be relaxed, ladies. It's very well hung, okay? This is a very well hung axe. I take the handles out of most of the hammers, most of the axes that I've got, and I hang a new handle in them that's well hung. In other words, I get a handle that's just right for the head. I make precious sure that it fits well and snugly, that it has a good wedge in it. I shellac the tops of the handles, then I go through and I sand the handles, get rid of all of the heavy lacquers that they put on them, and I put an oil coating on my handles, drill a hole down near the end of the handle, insert a leather thong so that you can have the hatchet hanging from your from anything that you need to hang it from, your wrist if you need to when you're busy, things like that. But then I use a slightly untraditional handle, that handle design that the House Handle Company here in Cassville makes, that is not a straight handle. It's got a little bit more curvature to it, and it makes for a really nice, well-balanced hatchet. A hatchet that is kept razor sharp and kept in a leather sheath will go through wood, and, I mean, you can go right down. You start with something that's 4 or 6 inches in diameter. One swing will split it. Another will quarter it. And then you can just keep going right on down into shavings if you need to get that fire started. So a hatchet is the number one thing I wouldn't want to go away from home without. And it's also extremely useful as a weapon. Now, as far as tomahawks are concerned, I have several, and I have practiced learning how to throw a hawk. And at anywhere within 50 feet of me, if I'm carrying an axe or a hawk, you are in desperate peril, because I can cleave your face with one of those things from a distance. And who would want to ever have to? But at the same time, if it was down to that, that is a very useful tool. It is a defensive weapon at a distance. I can also throw a knife about that distance if it's a good quality knife. But again, we're not really thinking about self-defense here. We're talking about surviving in a calamity, if whatever kind of calamity that might be. So a tomahawk in itself is not very good for making firewood. They're not hung into the handle. The handle fits loosely through an eye in the head of the tomahawk. And so, for splitting and things like that, not really very handy. So I prefer a hatchet, and I use a Collins hatchet. That's a quality hatchet. The more money you spend on things like that, the more years of service you'll get out of them. And then again, always keep them just as sharp as a razor. You don't want to touch any knives in my house if you're not paying attention, because they're all just kept that sharp. Okay, they're all tools. Going back down here a little bit, I did mention the bow saw. So we can throw away the axe, so to speak, and the wedges, because if you're going to be in a place for any length of time, what you want is a good Collin splitting maul. Splitting maul very rarely ever needs the assistance of a wedge. And if you're going to have wedges, then you're going to need to have sledgehammers, and a 5-pound or a 10-pound sledgehammer to work with your wedges is the way to go. You're not going to need wedges to fall trees with a bow saw. I can assure you, you're not going to be that aggressive trying to bring down a 12-inch diameter tree. So that little bow saw, again, is Sven, S-V-E-N. I'm naming products here, folks. You can go to Camp Moore's camping catalog and pick these items up for yourself, and you'll find that they'll give you many, many years of use. Dropping down a little further to talk about aluminum foil, regular and heavy duty. Absolutely. And they say that it's a great cooking and a barter item. Well, yes, but aluminum foil can be quite useful. There's a variety of different sizes of aluminum foil that I keep in the house. I do buy the heavy-duty ones, the good quality ones, because you can make solar cookers and solar heaters with those as well. A couple of cardboard boxes and some tin foil, and you're on your way towards a solar stove. Gasoline containers. Yes, if you're going to need gasoline, if you've got a generator, or you're going to be taking a vehicle any distance, having some 5-gallon cans of gasoline on hand will be very useful. If you have a smaller, if you're like a dirt bike or something like that, maybe a 2-gallon can, the plastic ones could go on the back with a couple of bungee cords and extend the distance you can go between gas stations. Garbage bags, we mentioned that. I like to get the real heavy-duty garbage bags for my backpack, as opposed to light and filmy, flimsy things that just are of little value. Toilet paper, absolutely. Lots of different ways to go on toilet paper, but one of the things that you might consider until you're stocked up is when you get down about halfway through a roll of toilet paper, just replace it at that time, and then take the toilet paper on the roll, a half roll at a time, and just flatten it on the counter just with the palm of your hand and slip it in a Ziploc bag and put those someplace close to your pack. The big full rolls of toilet paper take up a lot of room, but half rolls can slip in just about anywhere. Garden seeds, well, you're not going to have to even consider about garden seeds in a calamity. Gardens take a long time, starting anything from seed. Between the time that you plant seeds to the time that you're actually eating something, you're talking huge difference. We're talking a whole completely different dynamic. But yeah, you can have some garden seeds around, but if you're doing garden seeds, that's not much of a calamity, all right? You're just changing your lifestyle. It could be a life-changing event, but that's a whole different planning, whole different strategy going on there. Milk, powdered and condensed. If you're even still drinking milk, I'd have to ask you why. Human beings seem to be the only things on earth that go around sucking on other people's teats, you know, so if you're dealing with milk, you're just limiting yourself, because as soon as you can wean yourself off of dairy altogether, I think personally you'd be better off for it. Clothespins, a line, and hangers. They say, well, it's a must. Well, I don't think so. I wouldn't give 10 cents for a clothespin, but I definitely want that rope that I was telling you about. Yeah, you could have clothespins around, but again, are we mixing signals here? In an emergency, I'm not looking for a clothespin. Coleman's pump repair kit. Okay, then going back to these pump up, these are real heavy. I've got a Coleman stove, a one burner stove. I don't have a Coleman lantern. I have a Coleman one burner stove because when the power is out and I'm in an all electric house, or if I've run out of propane in my log cabin, I had a propane stove. If I run out of propane, yeah, then you'd use a stove like that. But typically those peak stoves are too heavy for consideration in a backpack, and so there you go. Tuna fish in oil, I would never eat anything. I don't eat the tuna fish in anymore at all. If you've noticed and you look in it, even the ones that says it's packed in water, if you'll see, it's in a soy sauce, a vegetable broth, and it includes soy. They're just putting the genetically modified soy in everything, and now they've even contaminated the tuna fish. So unfortunately, between the mercury and the soy, I'm no longer a tuna fisher. Fire extinguishers, once again, you know, if you're staying home, you know, well, okay, then have a fire extinguisher in your home. If you're going out in the truck or something, I have a fire extinguisher in my truck, but it would probably be sort of somebody else's, you know, problems than my own. So a fire extinguisher is definitely questionable. First aid kit, indispensable. We'll pick it up on the other side, folks, and talk about first aid and other items. We'll be right back.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of Cutting Edge Talk Radio.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
Generations of health-conscious people around the world have recognized clean, fresh drinking water as a key foundation of a healthy life and healthy body. Berkey systems are the world's most powerful and economical water purification systems, providing incredibly clean, pure water from such sources as remote lakes, streams, and water supplies in foreign countries with substandard regulations. The Berkey purification system removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites while extracting the array of chemicals including herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, VOCs, detergents, soap, sediment, foul taste, and odors. It reduces heavy metals such as cadmium, chromium, copper, lead, mercury, aluminum, as well as nitrates and nitrates without removing the beneficial minerals your body needs. Give the guys at New Millennium Concepts a call today at 888-803-4438. And make sure you tell them that you're about to open broadcast. Not available in Iowa.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, we return. Well, I guess one of the values of this kind of a list, and you might make a list of like similar to this of your own, just ideas that you think of over a period of time. One of the real values of a list like this is it does call things to mind and call things to memory, and it helps to provide kind of a checklist. I have one. I have a checklist that I made up for backpacking some many years ago, and over the years just kept improving it and improving it and improving it. And some one of these days I'll go grab that out and share that on air. It's a lot shorter list than this. Anyway, first aid kits. The very best first aid is turn your brain on, keep your brain on, and remain on all the time. I very rarely ever need anything first aid related, largely because I turn my brain on and I just keep my brain on. You know, I have hiked and I have backpacked with people that turn their brain off apparently when they go into the woods. And they're like one trip Johnnies. They're not coming back with me again because they're just too much of a pain in the neck and they're too risky. But if you can turn your brain on, chances are you won't even need a first aid kit. But things do happen. Accidents do happen. So there's a variety of things that I keep in a first aid kit. One of the things that I would recommend keeping in a first aid kit are eye patches of all things. Because if you're out and about and you're going through the brush and you're in unfamiliar terrain, I've worn glasses my whole life. And so I've kind of gotten out of the habit of protecting my eyes when I'm walking through the brush because I'm used to having my eyeglasses, you know, brush things aside. But if you're without glasses, if you don't wear glasses and you're out and about like that, something gets in and irritates or scratches your eye, I mean, to tell you, it'll shut you down. And so in order to make your eye heal, you have to patch up your eye. Your eye will heal very rapidly. Even a small puncture will heal rapidly. But you have to cover it up completely. And so you need eye patches and tape in order to get that job done. Anyway, there's little things like that. You know, a couple of Band-Aids of different sizes, some kind of like a cream. I'm trying to think of the stuff. It's how often I even use it. Neosporin ointment, for instance. You know, that can help. Maybe ease the pain of a burn a little bit, or if you cut yourself. A few minor things like that will round out a small first aid kit for calamities in a hurry. There are people out there that they've got foot lockers full of first aid, and it's like a field hospital. Well, you know, if you think, you know, if I have to balance between what I'm going to put in my back and get gone, as opposed to everything else, the foot locker full of first aid stuff is going to stay behind. But you be the judge of that. Batteries, all sizes, they say, by the furthest out expiration date. Of course, you don't need all sizes. You only need batteries for the things you need. And the only thing that I ever really am concerned about are AA batteries because I have a headlamp. And I keep the headlamp in the backpack all the time. And I have a headlamp that I keep around in the house all the time. A headlamp is one of the handiest things out there. Now they've gone to these LED lights. I don't like those. I like the regular lights. LED lights don't give you very good eye shine when you're out doing an animal in the middle of the night. But they kind of have a blue tone to them. And they're just generally, I don't really like those LED lamps. But you do your own there. But all you really need is the batteries for whatever it is you need. And remember, in calamities and things like that, all these battery-operated gadgets and whatnot, think again. Do you really need them? Probably not. So I wouldn't carry them. Then they say garlic, spices, vinegar, baking supplies, and so on and so forth. Well, again, it depends on what you're developing this list for. If you're in home and you're trying to endure, well, you've got all this stuff already. So you know, there's no big deal. Number 40 on the list, big dogs, and plenty of dog food. Like that one, big dogs. Of course, big dogs are big dogs. You know, sometimes a big dog is going to be more of a pain in the neck to you than you would ever imagine. A big unruly dog, a dog that doesn't know how to shut up and sit or stay, can cause you more grief and to bring you closer to harm than not having a dog at all. So you really need to understand animals to get involved with that. Big dogs and plenty of dog food. Big dogs do eat a lot of dog food, and they eat more dog food than they can carry. So a medium-sized dog, it could be much more useful to you. I have about a 75 to 85-pound German Shepherd laying at my feet right now. She hasn't made a noise during these broadcasts. She's a very well-trained dog, and if I could take her with me, I would. But as soon as I take her with me, then I have to deal with that. So she also has a backpack, and everything that she needs, she'll have to take on her back just like me, and when she runs out, she'll have to forage for her own because I'm not going to carry any food in my pack for the dog. Anyway. Flour, yeast, and salt, well, again, you know, all of those things are just, if you're staying in your house and you're going to be in your house for any length of time, there you go. Then it says matches. Strike anywhere prepared. Yeah, you can take some of those in fuel canisters or something like that, but as far as I'm concerned, anybody in America, anybody in the modern world that goes out with matches to try and do something is not thinking. Either a Zippo lighter or those little propane lighters, those disposable lighters, that's the ticket. Many lights, and if it's something is cantankerous and hard to start, You can keep that flame under there for a moment, and you're not burning up match after match after match. Writing paper, pads, and pencils, a little 3-inch by 6-inch notepad, a ballpoint pen, a couple of them maybe, in a Ziploc bag along with your map and your compass, of course. Absolutely. Real good. Insulated ice chest, well, again, it depends on how you're looking at things. If you're still around your house, an insulated ice chest, I have a Coleman ice chest, and I wouldn't part with it. It's an antique, probably 1950s model, and it's a real good unit. But that's for around the house. Work boots, belts, Levi's, and durable shirts. Remember this, Levi's and things like that, when you go out in the woods, are worthless. They'll get wet almost immediately, and when a pair of Levi's gets wet, they're interminably, you know, it takes you forever to get them to dry. They're cold and clammy when they're on your body. And so as soon as I'm thinking about going into the woods or going away from the house, the Levi's all stay here. You can go to a used store or a used clothing store and find the old ugly-looking Dacron or polyester slacks and things like that. Maybe you can find some in a beige or tan or a green or a brown or a black and wear those. When you're wearing polyesters and they get wet, you can just shake them out, wring them out, put them right back on again. They stay warm, and they wear like iron. They can go right through the brush, the brambles, the devil's club, and everything else without tearing up. And I think you would be a lot happier than wearing Levi's. Durable shirt, yes, of course, you'd want to have a durable shirt. We'll go into that clothing items at another time. Flashlights, again, I've already stated it. The flashlight is a headlamp. Anything else is extra. Maybe one of the little triple A flashlights that batteries or flashlights, the little teeny mini ones that take one triple A, little teeny thing that maybe for map reading or something. But generally speaking, the one all-purpose flashlight, in my opinion, is a headlamp. And you go to Camp Moore and just pick those up as well. And you want to buy a good quality one of those, test it out, make sure it works well for you, adjustable beam and all of that. Plastic garbage cans. This one really is. This one's a real winner. especially if it has wheels, because you can haul things with it. Well, goodness gracious, you ever seen one of those plastic garbage cans that got wheels on it? Those wheels are made out of plastic as well. You know, got a little thin axle in it. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to go 6 miles with a garbage can full of stuff? Well, you might as well swipe a grocery cart and go first class, go deluxe. I'm not going to be a bag person, and I'm not going to be pushing a cart or wheeling one along behind me. Men's hygiene, well, guys, you know what you need. Cast iron cookware, again, in your backpack and that kind of thing, in an emergency and a calamity, the last thing I'm going to reach for is anything made out of cast iron. Forget about it. There are a variety of nice little pans and pots you can get, but one of the best places to go is to, again, a flea market and look for a real nice little stainless steel pan. And all of your cookware can come right out of a flea market. Cut the handles off, you know, cut the handles down. Sean was talking about not carrying any cans of things in your pack. I know guys that even take the wrappers off the cans and mark what was in it with a felt tip marker just to conserve weight. So you be the judge of that. But as far as buying titanium cookware and stuff like that, why spend the money? What you really need is one billy pot. I've got a couple of them, but a billy pot is really all you need. And it's about a 1-quart, basically an aluminum pot with a handle and a lid. Yeah, you could get Alzheimer's, but I ain't going to make a living out of this. I'm just going to cook something in an emergency. And that pot is just as black, as jet black on the outside as you could ever imagine. And it's cooked over hundreds of campfires. And my mind is still just as sharp today as it was last week, I think, if I could remember what I did with it. Anyhow, that's the way to go as far as cooking things are concerned. Fishing supplies and tools, once again, you know, there's always that big hope. Well, we'll just, you know, we can make it. We'll just go fishing and we'll have plenty. Well, yeah, you can. But fish doesn't really fill the belly. I mean, it's nice to eat fish and things like that, but you can't live very well on most of the fish that you can catch. You need to get some beef and get some beef going for you to get that the real proteins that you need. So there's the dehydrated, the jerkies, and things like that. You might be able to add some fish to it, but I wouldn't count on that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information, is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Yes, sir.
And we're back. In the last and final segment of today's broadcast, we have another caller on the line. I'll bring up John Preston from the chat room. John, are you with me?
Yes, sir, I am. Thank you very much. Well, and I just want to say real quick, I really enjoy your show. It really motivates a person to brush up on their education and do a little more deeper digging into the fundamentals of this whole movement, if you will. And I thank you for having your show. I wanted to throw in a couple of ideas, and this is from experience from parachuting into countries that we weren't supposed to be in. You want to make sure that you have good bartering items in these type of situations. And what we have found to be most effective is, first off, the 99-cent store, the dollar store, is your friend in this area. And hard candies, cheap first aid equipment, excuse me, cheap cigarettes, like the type of cigarettes that even avid smokers won't even smoke, cheap liquor, and to be honest, pornography. Those are items that will actually be great bartering items, because people still want their vices and still try to feel normal. So if you do have room in your gear in these situations, you really want to make sure you have these things. Hard candy will last quite a long time, so people want their sweets. And of course, the cheap cigarettes and the cheap liquor I mean, I don't need to actually explain that, and the pornography as well. These are just things that we found in third world countries that people were, we actually traded a goat. No kidding. We traded a goat when we were hungry and didn't have a supply chain for a Playboy magazine and a couple of cigarettes.
Oh, my. Well, I can believe it, you know, because people that don't have access to certain items and have an abundance of others are always looking to trade and barter around and exchange and things like that. And you're right. Things like the hard candy, you know, that is something in a Ziploc bag that you could have stored away, stashed away on you. Alcohol, if I'm going to be packing any alcohol myself, it's going to be the very best, and it's going to be for me something like Glenlivet or Glenlivet. You know, I might take a quarter pint along with me in an Nalgene bottle. But other items, you know, the barter items are absolutely there. You know, and so one of the things. Now, you were a paratrooper.
Yes, I was. I was actually an operator for a while.
Okay.
Special Forces, Green Beret.
Okay.
And, what we found in the civilian world was that the 99-cent store is a great place to pack away bartering items. And it's cheap, the dollar stores. I mean, of course, not everything's a dollar, but it doesn't, you know, break the bank. And you can get a lot of good bartering items there. And in my household, I am now out of the military. I do have a chest that's just for bartering, and as for the cheap liquor, it's one good thing you can stash away well, because I don't drink cheap liquor, so there's no temptation of using up my bartering items at all. So
that's a long time around me too.
Right, absolutely. You know, and who knows? You know, the longer you hold it down, and the longer it takes to get to this situation, maybe it might become good liquor. Who knows? But
right. Well,
yeah, something I wanted to throw out there.
Well, that's a good idea. You know, and if you're DDing out of town or getting out of town, and you've got a pickup truck and you've got a toolbox in the bed or something like that, you could put in a small like a plastic tub that has a whole bunch of these kind of things in there, and you might just be the real hit of the town and find yourself in a warm, dry place one night for a couple of simple items like a bottle of shampoo or something. Good suggestions, John.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, remember now, though, because you will be the person to go to if you do have the bartering items, just make sure that you're on guard, because people also don't like bartering. You know, there are those elements out there that just like to take. So there it's a double-edged sword. You might be the person to go to, but that means you're also the person to go to if they want to just take instead of make deals. So keep that in mind, people.
Yeah, might want to have my goat and my booze, too. Good point.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, thank you very much for letting me have a moment. And like I said, great show. You do a great service to the American people. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling in, John. Thanks so much. Okay, folks, well, in the wrap-up here, the last couple of minutes, there's only a couple of items on the list here. One of the last things that they talk about is mosquitoes, mosquito coils, mosquito repellents and sprays and creams and all of those sorts of things. There are natural repellents that you can get, but one of the very best that I've ever used is just straight DEET. DEET, D-E-E-T. And there's Uncle Ben's in some various sizes. You can get them in little small jugs. That's good. And another one is Stingies. It's a liquid. And you put that on a bee bite or a bee sting, and it takes the pain away, and it reduces down the size of the sting. So DEET is really good. If you get into ticks and chigger land, and if you're out scrabbling around in the central states, coming across ticks and chiggers is a likelihood. But there's just nothing that gets the chiggers off you. Those are the little teeny red buds. They're so small. You can see them, but they usually, when you get into them, you've got 50 or more of them on you instantly. You've walked into a bunch of them, brushed across a leaf where they were all at, and you need to get them off, and you need to get them off. And short of washing them off, picking them off is almost impossible because they're so small. You need tweezers, and you need to get busy at it real quick. A bunch of chigger bites will spoil your whole day, and I guarantee you. But DEET will take care of those things. And so there are some of the things that are on this list. You can go to www.republicmagazine.com/magazines/issue 10, and that should get you close enough to that list to do it. In the future, I'll bring out more information like that. And if anybody is interested at all, you know, we can talk about how to build a house, how to build a cabin, how to, you know, blacksmith, welding, all kinds of things, various and sundry skills that I have that I'd be more than happy to share with anybody if there's any interest. You can always send your emails to me at host@vocallocal.org, host@vocallocal.org. And if you want me to touch on some unusual item, I'd be happy to do it. We didn't get to this pile of material, so I'm going to bring it out again tomorrow. We're going to go into understanding what property is and understanding some property law and some of the background material that you might want to have in your mind to understand what it is that we're going to lose. What is it that we actually stand to lose if we do nothing? Sometimes the greatest motivator is finding out what you have to lose as opposed to what you have to gain. What we have to lose if we don't get Johnny on the spot and continue to, you know, to strive diligently to block this globalist cabal as they come into our areas locally and nationally and from a state level, what we have to lose is our property. And without property, we've gone into this before, you are your number one property. So what we've been talking about today largely is not so much protecting your house and making it through that kind of a calamity. I'm talking about protecting your number one property. No matter where you go, there you are, and you can start over from just about any place, but you have to survive the incident, so to speak. And so that's number one. And from that property, then, is your mind and then all of the extensions of your mind. And finally, we start coming down into the tangible things, real property and personal property. And if you're as angry as I am about property tax, and we heard a little bit from Mayberry Jane's mayor, Cliff, on their broadcast on the weekend, I wanted to talk about that today. We'll have to talk about that tomorrow. I do have a guest lined up for Wednesday's broadcast. We're going to be talking micro-broadcasting on Wednesday, so you'll be sure and want to make that a regular stop. And anyway, we'll continue along all of these various and sundry directions on that time. But the idea of property, it's absolutely it's the warp and the whoop of everything that we are. It's one of the very few things that makes the United States of America different from almost all the other countries in the world. Now, they have ruined it for us, and we're going to have to fix it, but we can fix it. I'll give you a couple of quotes. Whereas it has long been known and declared that the poor have no right to the property of the rich, I wish it also to be known and declared that the rich have no right to the property of the poor. That was written by John Ruskin, and I concur with that sentiment entirely. My rights end where the rights of someone else's begins. And anybody that's messing with my property, I have every right to go all the way to death to protect it. And that's a fact. And it's so ancient of a principle that it really doesn't even need to be supported. It's just the facts. So, folks, we're going to go into property again tomorrow. Of course, we'll welcome your emails overnight, and we'll take this broadcast wherever you want it to go. Until then, have a great day, and I'll see you here again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
History will always remember those strongest words. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.